14. That night, as Stanley lay on his scratchy and smelly cot, he tried to figure out what he could have done differently, but there was nothing he could do. For once in his unlucky life, he was in the right place at the right time, and it still didn't help him. "You got it?" he asked X-Ray the next morning at breakfast. X-Ray looked at him with half-opened eyes behind his dirty glasses. "I don't know what you're talking about," he grumbled. "You know," said Stanley. "No, I don't know," X-Ray snapped. "So just leave me alone, okay? I don't want to talk to you."
What's wrong with X-Ray? He's snapping at Stanley, even though Stanley could be getting him a day off. Stanley gave X-Ray the engraved tube, and Stanley also came up with the idea that X-Ray should wait until the next day to report it, so he'd get more time off. Let's read on to see if we get an explanation. We're on page 64, at the line near the bottom. Stanley didn't say another word.
Stanley didn't say another word. Mr. Sir marched the boys out to the lake, chewing sunflower seeds along the way and spitting out the shells.